Goodbye, summer. Hello, spooky season. And what's scarier than the transfer pricing news? Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Matthew DeMello, and welcome to the Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. What surprising documentation strategy should you employ in Asia-Pacific countries? When can you expect public country-by-country reporting in the EU, and why is the Belgian tax authority so interested in building a time machine back to 2009. More on those spooky stories in a moment, but first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of the Fiona Show Cross Border Solutions Weekly Transfer Pricing Podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Tax transparency and the sharing of information, thank you, country by country reporting, has changed transfer pricing forever. Scrutiny is on the rise globally, partly because there is just so much data to scrutinize. APAC countries, of course, that's 13 countries in the Asia-Pacific region, including China, Australia, India, and Indonesia, are no exception. As transfer pricing examinations continue to increase there, some say more than anywhere else in the world. What's worse is transfer pricing investigations often shed light on other issues for taxpayers, like questions over withholding taxes and customs duties. How can you protect your company? Many experts are advising taxpayers to put more thought into the narrative part of transfer pricing documentation and make sure it's telling a story that your data supports. Years ago, only a taxpayer had access to its own data, but now tax authorities and soon maybe the general public have access to it too. Given that tax authorities have access to so much data about a multinational group, it's easy for them to create narratives of their own about your company. But if your narrative is well thought out and you have the data to back it up, then you're already ahead of the game. The United States isn't the only country discussing the benefits of public country-by-country reporting. It's a high-priority discussion in the EU as well. And from the looks of things, talks are moving right along. In fact, signs are showing that public country-by-country reports will be required in the EU for some companies anyway. A draft directive on the initiative has been ratified by 21 of the EU's 27 member states. How will it work? Assuming it passes a final vote in the EU Parliament, beginning in 2024 or 2025, and depending on when EU countries actually adopt the law into domestic legislation, companies with more than 750 million euros or 876 million US dollars in global revenue, the OECD's recommended threshold for country-by-country reports, will have to disclose their most private business secrets, earnings, profits or losses, the number of employees in each EU country, and of course, the amount paid in taxes. And if an M&E is doing any business in a jurisdiction that the EU considers a tax haven, well, that information needs to be front row and center too. What does this mean for taxpayers and transfer pricing? First, as always, all of your documentation must be consistent. Red flags will be easier to spot with public information. And certainly, you can expect more scrutiny from tax authorities as well as the general public, who may or may not know how to analyze the information on display. It's time to get our heads out of the past and back to the future, or so the Court of Appeal of Ghent, Belgium, is telling Belgian tax authorities when it comes to applying DEMPA approaches to intercompany transactions that were made before DEMPA was even a thing. DEMPA, short for Development Enhancement Maintenance Protection and Exploitation, is a way of valuing intangible assets. The OECD entered DEMPA into transfer pricing guidelines in 2017, but that didn't stop Belgian tax authorities from applying DEMPA functions and analysis to transactions made in 2009. Do they have a time machine? The Court of Appeal said not so fast, noting that the specific OECD transfer pricing guidelines, that's actions 8 through 10, actually say DEMPA should be applied to intercompany transactions dated after January 1st, 2018. Now, of course, OECD transfer pricing guidelines aren't laws themselves. They're just recommendations for laws. The court also ruled in favor of the taxpayer, given the precedent stemming from a case where the European Commission used 2010 transfer pricing guidelines to assess the arm's length transactions Amazon made in 2003. The Belgian tax authorities may not be thrilled, but taxpayers and shareholders, oh, they are going to love it. Like your transfer pricing headlines with a dash of seasonal flavor, you are going to love the other podcasts in Cross Border Solutions Tax Podcast Suite. That's the Fiona Show R&D Tax Credit, the Fiona Show Tax Provision, and our anchor program, the Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Fiona Show hot off the press. And we'll keep you up to date on the latest regulation changes in the jurisdictions that matter to you the most. My name is Matthew DeMello, and they let me host, edit, and engineer this podcast. Mary Lynn Mitchumstrom is our executive producer, and we both wrote today's script. Stay safe out there, everyone, especially during the trick-or-treat times of year, and we'll catch you next week.